All right, so I'll be taking a few questions concerning the gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, you can also call it the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the gift of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. So I'm going to be taking some questions. Question one, I read somewhere that tongues have ceased. How come you are still speaking? Now, the answer to this question is tongues have not ceased. You must be referring to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 that said, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Well, the Bible says tongues shall cease in the future, not has ceased. Tongues shall cease, not tongue and tongues has ceased. Now, when will it cease? When knowledge vanishes away. That means until we leave this earth and get to heaven, tongues will remain. All right, so the next question, how am I sure I'm not speaking blasphemous words or by an evil spirit, since I don't know what I am saying? Wow. All right, if you are, according to Luke 11 verse 11 to 13, if you are born again and you ask God for the Holy Spirit, He will not give you an evil spirit. We understand that speaking in tongues is speaking by the Holy Spirit. So, you cannot speak blasphemous words. No one speaking by the Holy Spirit calls Jesus accursed, according to 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. Alright? So, knowing that when you are speaking you are speaking in tongues, you are believing and knowing that when you speak in tongues, you are speaking by the Holy Spirit. There is no way you can speak blasphemous words, because no one speaking by the Holy Spirit calls Jesus accursed. And if you are born again, there is no way you would receive evil spirits. Hallelujah. If you are born again and you ask God for the Holy Spirit, what you would receive is the Holy Spirit and not the evil spirit, because you cannot ask God for a thing and He will give you something else. And I know going through your mind, you may be thinking, what if when I ask God for it, evil spirits now take advantage of it and now comes in? No, the answer to your, the scripture says, ask and it shall be given unto you. So when you ask, what will be given unto you is what you have asked for. Hallelujah. You did not ask evil spirits to come into your life. So you did not ask, since you did not ask the evil spirit to come, they will not come. No, you ask God, okay? You ask God for the Holy Spirit and you will receive the Holy Spirit. The evil spirits cannot come in disguise when you did not ask them to come. Okay, so be comfortable, be confident that when you ask God for the Holy Spirit, He will not give you it will not give you an evil spirit, and you will not receive an evil spirit. No, you will not receive an evil spirit, because it is God who is sovereign over all that you asked for the Holy Spirit, and He will give you the Holy Spirit. That is, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Praise God. All right, next question. Is it right to teach someone how to speak in tongues or to imitate another person's tongues? Well, no. You only speak as the Spirit gives you utterance. That is from Acts 2 verse 4. Just yield to the Holy Spirit and speak diversity of tongues. Don't try to sound like another. Be yourself, yielded to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So just be yourself, free yourself, and speak as the Holy Spirit gives you utterances. In a more direct way, I will say, speak as it enters your mind. Okay, speak as it enters your mind. Speak as you are feeling like to speak. Speak in the way you feel like to speak from inside. It is the Spirit of God that is giving you utterance. Do not scrutinize it. Do not ask. Do not check it out. Then you are walking in doubt. If you believe you have asked and you have received the Spirit of God, speak as He's giving it to you, as He's giving the utterances to you. Just speak in the way He's it's entering your mind. Speak in the way it's coming from your mind. All right, hallelujah. Do not now try to twist yourself to sound like someone else. Do not now, with all your consciousness, now try to speak like someone else. Just speak the way it's coming from inside. you will hear from inside utterances, just maybe something is pushing you to say ba 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 ba. Something is just pushing you to say kakaralada kakaralada. Something from inside, you just put, that is how you just feel like speaking. Okay, simply put, but it is called the utterance of the Spirit of God. All right, so the next question is, in Acts 2, when the disciples spoke in tongues, people understood what they were saying. How come we don't understand what we are saying today? In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, for no man understand him, but in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Okay, so I would like to refer you to chapter 7. Okay, I would like to remind us. Okay, let me come again. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says, for no man understands him, but in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Okay, so I would like to remind us of when I talked about the types of tongues, when we said the tongues of angels and the tongues of men. Okay, so what they were speaking then, the disciples were speaking that people could understand were the tongues of men. So they were speaking in the tongues of men, and people around could hear. That's why they said they could hear their languages. That is, those people, they could hear their languages. They were speaking. The essence, that tongues they were speaking was communication from God to men. So that is the tongues that people understand. Okay? That is the tongues that people understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, then later they spoke in tongues of men as the Spirit willed, one after the other, speaking languages understood by men. So when God was speaking through the disciples then to men, he was speaking in tongues that he wanted them to hear, to understand what he was trying to tell them. He was speaking through a language, the languages that those men could understand. Okay, he was speaking through the languages that those men could understand. Praise God. So for example, I go to preach in a foreign land where I do not understand their language, or I cannot speak their language, and then maybe I was talking in my language and there was an interpreter, and then all of a sudden God starts to speak through me in that language, that foreign language, okay, but I cannot understand it. So it's either there is an interpreter for people there to understand, or it is a language that they understand. Sometimes it is a language that nobody understands, so there has to be an interpreter. Sometimes it is a language that someone there understands, someone in the crowd understands, okay, but it is, those people could understand those disciples then because they were speaking the tongues of men, not the tongues of angels, not the prayer language tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. So question 5 that I have here is, since Jesus, our perfect example, did not speak in tongues, why should I? Well, first of all, from the Bible, we cannot say for certain that Jesus did not speak in tongues because the Bible is silent about it. Okay, but secondly, there are many things Jesus never did but you did. For example, Jesus did not sin. He did not break relationship with the Father. He was perfect and had a perfect prayer life, but you did sin. You're not perfect, hence you need the help of the Holy Spirit to pray. Okay, then thirdly, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and he sure knows we need the Holy Spirit. That is why he gives him to us. Fourthly, the early apostles also spoke in tongues, and we know that they are following Jesus's example. Yes, for Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Then fifthly, we pray in the name of Jesus because he told us so. But Jesus never prayed in his name. Similarly, we pray in tongues because Jesus said so. So finally, on this question, these signs are to follow believers. They are not to follow Jesus. And then we can see that in Mark 16 verse 17 that says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." So these are your signs. And part of these signs is that these signs that shall follow you as a believer is that you shall speak with new tongues. You shall speak in tongues. Okay? We shall speak in tongues. Jesus is our Lord. Okay? Jesus is our Lord. So he has said so. Therefore, we do exactly what he has said. It's not our business if he speaks in tongues. And neither did he even pray in his name. He's our Lord. He has a perfect prayer life. He's our Lord. Okay? So let's not compare ourselves to Jesus when he's the one who is baptizing us with the Holy Spirit. Okay? All right. There could be deeper answers to this question, but the truth is we are aligning with what the scripture says. Therefore we speak in tongues. All right, so question six. Okay, it just dropped in my heart. Someone may be asking, why did you say Jesus is the one who is baptizing us with the Holy Spirit? Jesus is the one who has given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The scripture says when John said, "I baptize with water, but he that cometh will baptize with fire." Praise God. He that comes will baptize with fire. Hallelujah. And that person is Jesus Christ. That person is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so the next question says, how long should a believer wait from when he is born again to speak in tongues? How long should a believer wait from when he is born again to speak in tongues? Well, the answer to that question is immediately. Immediately you are born again, you are ready to receive. That is the only condition to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's to be born again. So immediately you are born again, you are ready to receive. You don't have to go through another process or more processes like fasting, praying, trying to be holy and all that. No, immediately you are born again, you are ready to receive. Praise God. And with reference to Acts chapter 2 verse 38 to 39, Acts 10 verse 45 to 46, Acts 19 verse 2 to 6. Hallelujah. So the next question is, I have prayed and fasted, and some people have prayed for me, but I did not speak in tongues. What is wrong? I have prayed and fasted, and some people have prayed for me, and I did not speak in tongues. What is wrong? Well, the answer to this is the most likely reason is that you failed to release your faith. You failed to release your faith. You release your faith by believing that because you have asked God, he has given you the Holy Spirit. You release your faith by believing that his Spirit is upon you, for we are in the last days and he has poured his Spirit on all flesh. So the Spirit of, we are in the last days, therefore the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is upon you. So you refused to, you did not believe it. You did not believe it. You did not release your faith by not believing it. You release your faith by believing this, believing that the gift of the Holy Spirit is already upon you, and then you have received it because you have asked. Therefore, you speak as the Spirit of God gives you utterances. You open your mouth and speak. The Holy Spirit does not do the speaking for you. You open your mouth and speak. Now, when I say that the Spirit of God gives you utterances, you are going to be led. You are going to feel like speaking in a particular manner. Okay, please do not search for the feeling. Just open your mouth and speak. so that when you have that, when thoughts, when such comes into your mind, maybe you just feel like speaking ka 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 ta 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 ta, you will not feel, no, those are utterances. So you yield to the Spirit of God, you expect to receive utterance. So, and then you speak and expect to receive utterance. So you are releasing your faith. That is, I believe I have received it. I believe it's upon me. I believe I've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe I have asked. Therefore, it said, ask and shall be given unto you. I believe I have received. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is what I should receive immediately I give my life to Christ. I'm a child of God. So I believe I have received. So I have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I speak in tongues. Hallelujah. So you did not release your faith. You were waiting for something to take over you. Praise God. All right. So the next question. I spoke in tongues for a week and it stopped. Does it mean the Holy Ghost has left me? Well, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever. Forever. That's in John 14 verse 15. In John 14 verse 15. That means the Holy Spirit is still with you. All you need to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to give you utterance. Then yield to Him and start worshiping God in tongues by faith. And you will be filled again. You will be, you have the Holy Ghost in you. Ask Him for utterance and begin to worship God. Begin to worship God. Begin to worship God. Hallelujah. And then speak and you will be filled again. The last question here. When can I pray for someone to speak in tongues? You have the ability. You are qualified to pray for someone to speak in tongues. Immediately you receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. Then you can pray for someone else to speak. Two. All right, so you can send your questions if you have extra questions, but I feel I'm very, very convinced and confident that I have dealt with every question possible that could have crossed your mind concerning speaking in tongues. Thank you.